Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America, for America.
We were young. I couldn't open it.
Oh, because it's bulletproof?
Yeah, it's so heavy.
That makes sense.
Another one of those almost bad purchases.
What?
Buying a bulletproof truck.
Oh, man.
Dude.
Did you think you needed it?
I did not.
Oh. I bet that runs the cost up a little bit.
But, like, why not? Shit. Let's get bulletproof. That's my damn cousin, Mario. Mario, he's about to retire, matter of fact. So when I got drafted to Miami, he calls me and he's like, dude, it's one of the highest crime rates per population and all this. I'm like, fine, whatever. So he's like, you might want to, protect yourself. So I go get a gun. Go get me a handgun up there in Athens. Obviously, you have to wait for it and everything. So I get it. Get registered, everything. Go down, living in Miami. I'm about to go down to Miami. He's like, yeah, man, and he said to me these old ass, like, what's that, what's the cartel, not the cartel, with Griselda Blanco, God don't
like
mind it.
Sindaloa or something?
No, but the show that was on Netflix a long time ago. About the
Narcos?
No, not Narcos, it was God damn it. Anyways, it's basically about how the Colombians took over Miami and all that other stuff, and all the drive-bys and the bullet holes. It's like, dog, you might want to get the Escalade bulletproof. I'm like, why? He's like, man, they got all drug dealers, the cartel, and they're fighting over territory down there. I was like, you know what? Might need to do that.
I like how this is innocent. This is innocent bystander bulletproof.
Dude,
it wasn't like they're going to be shooting at you.
Yeah,
you might be in the area. It's innocent.
More like they're going to be fighting for turf on the Dolphins practice.
He got me. Exactly. Like, this is like. Because when I first went to Miami, I was drafted. We flew in, practiced, and flew back out. I was actually leaving to go this time. And so I didn't know how far everything was from actually Miami, where it's not even close. It's far.
Is it further from Miami than Flowery Branch is from Atlanta?
It's about the same distance.
Okay.
It's about the same distance.
So far as fuck.
Yeah, it's about the same distance. So this is what I'm thinking. This is my perception of everything. Like, oh, damn, we're riding around getting shot up. Maybe I do need to look into some bulletproof shit.
If I've learned anything from movies, which
dude,
I haven't,
dude.
You don't need to get a bulletproof car. What you need to do is hide behind the engine block. It's bulletproof.
Really?
Oh. I don't know. Don't quote me on that. But I've seen like three movies in like the last 4 months that are like the engine block's bulletproof.
But I thought they shoot through the engine block. That's what stops the car.
Yeah, but it doesn't go through.
Doesn't go through?
If I've learned anything from visiting dangerous cities is just don't go to the really fucking dangerous parts.
And that was the thing.
And so, you probably won't get in any
thing.
Trouble.
The street lights are working where you're headed.
I drove my truck down there because when I was a rookie, we had to stay in the hotel. And so the first Saturday we had off, all the rookies, we all wanted to go to Miami, right? And so I had no clue how to get to Miami from. I mean, it sounds easy. Just jump on 95 and head to.
I was just going
to
say head south.
We went the wrong fucking way.
North?
No, we went like the Palmetto Parkway down by the Orange Bowl.
This is pre Google Maps.
Yeah, yeah. So we head that way.
Print out MapQuest, baby.
MapQuest, yeah. And so we go down. And we get off on the wrong exit, and we in Miami. So I'm just like, oh shit. So this is the Escalade with the rims and everything riding through Miami.
Watt dog.
Yes. Yes, riding through Miami, and I'm like, oh shit! And so you had that scene. I remember seeing off Family Vacation, and they drove through East St. Louis and tried to ask for directions. Hey man, how we get back to the highway? And it was like, oh, wino ass dude. He was like, well, what y'all got to do is you got to go down here to 67th Street, turn left, then turn right on 13th Court, ride that on out. Like, man, I was saying, this man is really trying to get us fucked up down
Yeah,
here.
He just sent us to the worst place to go to, probably.
Dude, lost in Miami.
At that point, you kind of wish maybe you did get the bulletproof.
Hell yeah.
Now, would this have been, you already had the car and you got it? made bulletproof, or do you buy one that's bulletproof?
They can bulletproof the car, but they
sold. Okay. Yeah. I don't know how. Yeah. Obviously, yeah. I don't know.
But I was like, works.
Yeah. Do you then also have to get bulletproof windows?
You would have to. You would have to. Door, you would have right? to. Right.
I was watching a movie the other day where
it's like they just shoot up.
Where the sunroof was bulletproof.
Oh, in case they're shooting down.
I guess.
Yeah, I mean, you might as well get it all.
Yeah, if you're going to go, if you're going to go, go.
The guy in the movie fired his gun from the inside of the car, and the guy's like, you idiot, it's bulletproof.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, it's the whole thing.
Just ricocheting around.
Yeah, well, they didn't do that bit, but yeah.
Yeah. This all came to the conversation because my wife got back from Washington, D.C. yesterday and brought back Jack a little, like, matchbox presidential limo.
Right.
And it's all bulletproof, obviously.
The limo?
The limo?
The toy?
Well, the real, toy the is real. Like...
Well, I guess I don't know.
We got to go try that out.
Jack's going to find out. He slept with it last night. Yeah. He loved it so much.
Now, when
he
you
was
say,
cuddling with a matchbox up against his face. Yeah. It, like he had an impression.
It's just an itty bitty tiny, like the size of your ear or something. Like small.
Well, probably about the size of my phone because it
okay,
is a limo.
But it, okay. How heavy long. Is it? Or is it like.
Heavy enough to where when he threw it at my foot last night, it
probably
hurt.
Hurts.
Like, fuck.
He threw it at you?
Yeah, man. You give that guy anything and he's going to throw it. You know what his favorite thing to do, though, which is really fucked up, is pump fake and see if he can get you to flinch. Little dickhead. He's not even 2 years old yet. And he's trying to pump fake at you to see if you'll flinch. And then if you flinch, he'll laugh.
Wow.
Yeah. No, he's a...
He got your ass already.
He's a savage.
Yeah, man. Y'all will have, that dude there's going to be...
The best is like... Because Lily learned it quick, too. Like, they know they're cute, you know? So he'll do something totally outrageous. Like, throw a matchbox at my foot or whatever. Yesterday, I had a...
On a loop or a line drive? Like
just
an
absolute
a line?
Spike.
Okay.
Spiked it down. He kicked my... I was drinking something out of a bottle, and he kicked it onto our brick patio, and it just shattered. And he just looked at me and went like this.
Glass?
Glass. Shattered. Boy. Everywhere.
Damn.
And it just hit me with a little tilted head smile. Like, aren't I cute? It's like, you are.
Listen here, you fucker.
You are, but do you want to... Do you want to throw you across the yard right now?
Crawl over that glass like it's a goddamn Lego patch.
You got to pick it up. Yeah, sucked.
Who the hell?